Hey everybody, welcome back to the Playgirl Diaries. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited to make this new episode. I have not made one in so long and I apologize. I just started school. I actually just got a new pet. And I've been sucked into Animal Crossing. Honestly, I've ruined my sleeping schedule playing it all night long. You know how it is if you play Animal Crossing. You just like forget about it and then you go back to it and then it's like a whole thing. Once you go back to it. So this is actually going to be a new series. I was going to do one for summer and I never did, but get in, loser. We're preparing for fall, aka the best season of the year. Winter is a close second, but I love fall time. I know most girls, most people love fall time. Everything about it, the weather, just like the atmosphere of fall, it's so unique and it sucks because it's only like 2 months long. It sucks, but I really love fall and I just wanted to talk about some fall essentials that I love and that I really want to share. So for me, fall is always really chill and I always have like a specific color palette for fall and a certain vibe for fall. Like I'm sure we all do, but my favorite thing to do in the fall is get a pumpkin cream cold brew and just chill. I love the weather. I love like literally just the smell of fall. But for clothing, some of the fall essentials I would say that you should definitely have are neutral clothing. For me, I actually find neutral clothing to be pretty boring, but in the fall time, I feel wrong wearing anything other than that. So, like, I wear a lot of, like, tan crew necks, a lot of brown crew necks, a lot of dark brown stuff. Like, I have this one Nike crew neck. It's, like, a really, really light tan color, and I love that for the fall time with, like, some ripped mom jeans. It's so cute. I also have the tan baby fat one that was a part of the Forever 21 collab, and that's, like, the perfect fall sweater for me. I just love it. And I love crew necks because you can dress them up, you can dress them down, you can put like a shirt with a little collar on underneath it, and you can make it look really fancy. Like put the collar, wear a neutral color with no branding, nothing, a cute jean, some cute shoes, like boots maybe, or even a heel or a sneaker, really anything that's your style. Boots would probably look really cute though. I don't ever wear boots, but I always tell people they need boots for fall, but you definitely need boots for fall. My favorite boots would definitely be Timberlands. Like I can't live without Timberlands in the fall and winter time. I need to get some new ones. That's for sure a fall essential as well, is to get some Tims. And like brown puffer jackets or brown fur, or even leopard print jackets, I think are really good for the fall time. Or like the tan utility jackets. Those are always great for the fall time. Because you can, like I already said, you can dress them up or down. And they're just so cute and they're so classic. Like, you don't feel like you're clashing with the fall weather. Because for me, that's my issue. Is I smell really cozy probably all year round, but especially in the fall. It's like all vanilla, all coffee smells, all cocoa butter smells, all these smells that you just smell like a warm cookie, but then I'm wearing all pink. So it's just like, I like to keep it neutral in the fall time because I feel like it doesn't clash with anything. It's kind of weird. I don't know if anybody else is the same way, but it's like the same thing. If I'm drinking a pink drink, I can't use like a vanilla latte chapstick. I cannot do it. So everything has to be all one aesthetic. If you feel me. So that's my favorite thing to do in the fall. If you like to do that stuff, I would recommend wearing neutral clothing, neutral jackets, pants, etc. The thrift store is actually where I get most of my clothes. I don't ever really order clothes online unless it's jeans because I can never find jeans at the thrift store. But thrift stores are definitely the best place for you to look if you want some really, really nice fall jackets or fall staples. I got a really nice long jacket with fur on the sleeves and fur all down the middle part where the zipper would be, but it doesn't have a zipper. I can't think of the name of the coat, but it's one of those coats. Like, They're really cute, really nice, really fashionable, and it's a tan color. And then I also found a brown puffer jacket with a gold zipper at the thrift store. So you definitely need to look there or look on apps like Mercari or Poshmark, because that's where you're going to find unique pieces that you're going to have for years. Both of the jackets I just named, I've already had for a year, and I know that I'm going to wear them all throughout my 20s, maybe even some of my 30s. And they're really nice coats, so it's like, invest in coats for fall. I would definitely say the main things you need to invest in for the fall is a nice coat. In the thrift store, you will find way better coats there than you will at any store, I promise you. Also, cute boots, like I already said, Tim's, perfect for the fall. Or maybe like some clear heels, some neutral heels. Yeah. Or some cute sneakers. Sorry, I don't know if you could hear that, but that's just a car, my window's open. And then makeup is also really important to get that whole fall aesthetic. My favorite go-to makeup in the fall is a brown lip liner, brown lip gloss, or a brown liner with just gloss. I pretty much wear that year-round, but in fall, it's especially important to have a good brown lip liner. Wet n Wild actually has really, really good lip liners, and they have a great brown one. I believe it's in the shade Chestnut, and it's only 99 cents, so definitely need to get that. And then NYX Butter Gloss has a ton of different shades of brown glosses. Also, for fall makeup, blush is very important. I know a lot of people don't like blush, and I used to be on the anti-blush team, but I actually love blush now. I really don't like to do my makeup without it. And my favorites are the Essence blush and then the ColourPop blushes. I would recommend getting like a darker pink color, or I've seen purple on TikTok recently. I've seen a lot of people wearing purple blush. It's really good for brown or dark skin people. It's like the perfect shade. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the cutest thing ever. And contour as well. Not like a bronzer that's really warm toned. I don't really think that looks good with the darker blush, but like a cool toned bronzer is great for the fall. Well, I guess a cool toned contour is what you would call it. Fenty Beauty has really good bronzers. I'm not sure if they have really good cool toned ones, but they probably do. And then Essence also has a great contour powder. Or, I'm sorry, not Essence. LA Colors? Is that what they're called? Yes, LA Colors. Sorry, I haven't made one of these in so long, so I'm just, like, rambling. But I just wanted to make one for fun. Like, I miss just sitting here and talking. Like, it's so fun. And then also the best fall perfumes. I love perfume. It's probably my number one thing. Over makeup, over skincare, over self-care. Perfume is probably number one for me right now, because I've already been so interested in everything else. Perfume just sticks out to me so much now. And my favorites for fall are definitely the Fresh Cream Warm Cashmere by Philosophy. The Fresh Cream Original is great too, especially for fall, but the Warm Cashmere is just even better. They also make a lotion of it, and they make a perfume spray of it, like a mist, but I've never tried that, so I can't recommend those. But the Warm Cashmere fragrance is amazing. It's kind of like Cloud by Ariana Grande, but it's a little bit more grown up, and I feel like you can layer it with more scents. It's more versatile, to where you can layer it with like cocoa butter or a coffee smell or like a super strong sugar cookie smell, and it's not gonna clash at all. Whereas Cloud by Ariana is very like, you need to wear that and then maybe like a vanilla base. But the Warm Cashmere is amazing. And it's also a very affordable perfume. It's $45 for a 3 ounce, which is crazy. Like, it smells way, 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 way more expensive than that. It's great. And it's also exclusively at Ulta, just like Cloud is. I do also recommend Cloud for the fall. It's pretty similar to Warm Cashmere, but like I said, you can't mix it as well with everything. And then also Vanillé, I think the way you pronounce it is Outremer. It's sold at Anthropology. It's around $19, and it's probably my favorite perfume ever, or at least my favorite perfume to mix with other perfumes. It is the most true vanilla smell. It doesn't smell fake at all. When you first spray it, it doesn't smell that special, but once it's like sitting on your skin for a couple hours, I promise you it's going to smell like baked goods. Like, you're gonna smell like a baked good. Like, I would literally be sitting there and I'll be like, oh my god, what smells so good? Like, who's making cookies? It's me. I wish I was exaggerating, but it smells so good. And like I said, it's only around $19. Like, I think it's $18 or $19, and it's amazing. If you don't want to order online, or you just don't want to buy that perfume, or for some reason it's sold out, because sometimes it does sell out, the Vanilla Body Fantasy smell, oh my gosh. It's a spray. You can get it at Walmart or Meijer or Walgreens, I think. It's like $6 for the full size, and that's another vanilla that is a true vanilla smell. I feel like it's almost a dupe for the Vanilla by Outremer. It's so, so good. It does not smell fake. It's the same as the Vanilla. You kind of have to wait for it to sit on your skin, but once it does, it's everything. Like, it's everything. You need that for fall. Like, that is something I think every single person who loves fall, you need to go get that. Spray it in your hair, spray it on your body. It smells amazing with the warm cashmere fragrance, like perfume. Oh my god, I love it. You have to get it. It's literally just called Vanilla by Body Fantasies. And they also sell like a smaller one for $3. So if you really like it, you can get both and then put one in your purse. That's what I do, because it's amazing. Another amazing smelling perfume that every single person needs to get for the fall is the Sol de Janeiro 71 perfume. It smells like macadamia nut and cookies. It's the same as the Body Fantasies one and the Vanilla. You're gonna smell like a bakery. You're gonna smell like a cookie. It stays for like an hour. I'm gonna be honest, it doesn't stay on for that long. But just keep reapplying it because it's totally worth it. And this one is $20, I believe. And I think that they're going to release a bigger one soon, hopefully. But yeah, it's $20 and you can get it at Sephora. I know that for sure. It smells so good. You need the Sol de Janeiro 71. And then you also need the Body Fantasies in the Smell Vanilla. I promise you will not regret buying those. More body care, I think, is essential for fall is the Coconut Coffee OGX line. It's a body cream, and then they also have a body wash scrub type of deal. If you had to get one, I would definitely say to get the body cream because the wash isn't that special. It's not my favorite, but with the cream, it works really well. So if you are really into that smell, I think you should get them both, but they smell really, really good. It does not smell like coconut at all. It literally doesn't smell like coconut. And I honestly don't really think it smells that much like coffee either. It just has like a cozy, warm smell. It has a coffee scent, but it's not as strong as you probably think it is. And in my opinion, it does not smell anything like coconut. But yeah, those are definitely my essentials for fall. I don't really think there's anything else that I would call an essential. Maybe just some really good fall-scented chapstick, like the Burt's Bees ones in chai or pumpkin spice. The regular chapstick brand also has a really good vanilla latte one and a marshmallow and graham cracker and chocolate one. The Laneige lip mask in the shade vanilla literally smells like buttercream frosting and vanilla. It's probably my favorite one I've tried other than sweet candy. For sure, a fall winter essential. So in my opinion, fall winter essentials would have to be a good puffer jacket, a good fur jacket, fake fur obviously, neutral colored clothing, lots of jewelry and cute accessories. I'm going to make some mood boards about these things. Brown lip gloss, brown lip liner, dark contour, and dark blush. Also dark eye makeup, for sure. And long lashes, like always. The Laneige lip mask, vanilla smelling perfumes, the Vanilla Body Fantasy spray, and the Sol de Janeiro 71 spray. For sure would be my fall essentials. And then a couple good fall body scrubs would definitely be the Dove. I think it's coconut and brown sugar body scrub. And then the Tree Hut sugar cookie scrub, even though it's sadly always sold out because scalpers for some reason decided that they wanted to make money off of a $7 body scrub for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, I hope you all have a great week ahead. I hope you all enjoy fall and have a great fresh start to this new season. I'm excited to keep making podcasts, and I did want to mention that I'm going to make a commentary YouTube channel. Probably going to have an episode up within the next few days, but if you're interested, it's going to be called The Playgirl Diaries Chats, and I'll post more about that. So, hope you all have a great week, and yeah, I will see you guys next time. Bye.